Now, we've talked about the Doppler shift in several different contexts. One was the original transit system, the NNSS system, that operated on the Doppler shift. And it was mentioned earlier that the GPS system uses the Doppler shift as an observable. So it might be useful to have a concept of how much shift is typical with a GPS satellite. And this graphic is intended to indicate that. As you see on the left, with the satellite rising or moving toward the receiver, the Doppler shift is approximately 4.5 to 5 cycles per millisecond. And as the satellite goes through its path relative to the receiver, at zenith or at its closest approach, the shift is nominally zero. And then it goes from the positive to the negative portion, again returning to approximately 4.5 to 5 cycles per millisecond when it's moving away and setting relative to the receiver. This steady change is reflected in this smooth and continuous movement. And of course, that is a very predictable change. And the fact that it's predictable and the fact that it is consistent makes it a very good observable. The rate of that change is reflected in the constant variation of the signal's Doppler shift. If the receiver's oscillator frequency matches these variations exactly as they are happening, it will duplicate the incoming signal's shift and phase. This strategy of making measurements using the carrier beat phase observable is a matter of counting the elapsed cycles and adding the fractional phase of the receiver's own oscillator. And this is, of course, the way that the phase locking loop maintains its lock on the signal as the Doppler shift occurs with each of the satellites that it is tracking.